back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with William Prentice, CEO and Chairman of the Meridian Energy Group.
Well, it's been a little bit since we've talked. I know you had a water permit, kind of a town hall, I guess it turned into, with some people asking questions and getting some information satisfied out there at the Davis Refinery coming to Belfield, North Dakota. How about an update? And maybe we'll start with the water permit and then kind of go from there.
Sure, Jason. Yeah, the water permit was for water allocation out of an aquifer that's not used for any agricultural or potable purposes. And so I think we're heading down that road to be able to utilize that water resource, which will allow us to provide makeup water to the refinery without impacting existing uses. You know, that was just a public hearing to get comments, and the permit process for that permit is ongoing.
One of the nice things about this program is, you know, we've been following kind of the coming of the Davis Refinery because it's going to impact the Bakken exponentially in a way that I don't think a lot of people have comprehended yet because, well, once the ripple starts, it happens pretty fast. So how are we looking at the home stretch here? I think, you know, we're looking at 2017 as kind of being that year we're going to break some ground. Is that still looking like the case?
Sure. The groundbreaking has to wait for the award of the permit to construct from the North Dakota Department of Health. That's our air quality permit. You know, we don't have a right to opine on when that should occur. As a minor source, it's our understanding that that'll occur during the early summer. Once that occurs, we're right into the field, and we're trying to get as much construction done this summer as we possibly can and try to get into operation on the first phase of the project in early 2018.
So much goes on behind the scenes with these different things. You know, I mean, you mentioned you got to wait till the health department gets a permit okay with the air quality. And, you know, we just got done talking about some water permitting. Talk to me a little bit about the behind-the-scenes work that's being done on getting this refinery.
Sure. There is a lot of activity. We have over 30 people that are working on this project right now, and that doesn't count the people at various engineering firms that are working on our behalf, nor the people at our investment bankers that are working on the funding for the project. You know, that engineering is, just intricately intertwined with the permit process because we have to do quite a bit of design of both the initial phase and the full refinery in order to obtain the permits. So a lot of engineering was completed prior to the end of the year. Then after we had applied for the air quality permit in October, we went into detailed design for the first phase of the project, and some of that engineering allowed us to actually come up with ideas to modify the phase two design to even further reduce emissions. So we now have an amendment to the air quality permit that's going to be filed in the next day or two, and that's going to show a dramatic reduction in the permitted emissions that we're requesting for both phases of the refinery. But, you know, all that occurs because all the people working on engineering, designing equipment, getting the process and the controls laid out. And that'll allow us, once the permit to construct is awarded, to immediately move to the field.
One of the things that stands out to me about this whole process is, you know, when we talk about behind the scenes, is the technology side of things, you know, which is going to obviously be implemented into the stage, I guess, if we're saying behind the scenes on the other thing. You know, talking with Edward Martinez from Zia Environmental Consulting and Engineers, he mentioned about how a lot of the plumbing and just kind of the pipes and a lot of the, I guess, things that people wouldn't necessarily understand is going to do so much to keep those emissions down. And then when you layer in the technology, I guess how much of the technology and the permitting are kind of going hand to hand. I would imagine you guys are constantly having to refile things because it's so advanced.
This is a subject that I could spend all day on. And I'm glad you guys had a chance to talk to Eddie Martinez of ZEA, because he is a world-class resource to the industry and has been extremely helpful to us. And part of the process here is trying to get out of the industry's mode of taking 50-year-old technology and putting a air quality or water quality Band-Aid on it. We've gone through an entire process of reviewing, designing parts of the refinery to somewhat older specifications, and then rejecting all of that because there's so much that is now available. The issue has been for us is all of these technologies that have been developed over the last 50 years to make refineries cleaner have never been comprehensively applied to a single grassroots project. And that's what we're doing. And it's kind of the first time in the industry that that's happened. So the opportunity has been very, very gratifying, but it's been hard to grasp when you approach a project like this in a historically consistent way. And that's the evolution that we've gone through over the last 6 to 9 months, is turning from a more classic refinery design with all of the best available control technology added to it, and turning that into a pure, clean refinery design that we now have come up with. And that's going to be reflected in the amendment to the PTC that is filed here in the next couple of days. And I think it's an industry-changing event in technology.
Explain this amendment, if you would, just kind of a brief elevator pitch or a bullet point of that amendment that you just spoke about.
Well, sure. The refinery that we had designed up to October of last year, when we filed the original permit to construct permit application with the state, was a very clean refinery. It's the first time that any kind of a major refinery has ever filed for permits based on being a minor source. A minor source requires less time frame, let's say, or a shorter schedule for approval, but still has to file all the same support and engineering documents to show that we know what we're talking about when we say that we're going to emit a certain level of a pollutant, like a carbon monoxide. Now, that application established us firmly as a minor source. What we've done since then is the design changes have simplified the plant, and in some cases have reduced even those low emissions by 30%. So, the bar is being raised ever higher for this industry. If the entire refining industry were to go back and do this, the amount of pollution put into the air in the United States by the domestic refining industry would be dramatically reduced.
To listen to the full-length interview with William Prentice, CEO and Chairman of the Meridian Energy Group, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Wind is crying through a crack in the window. No mercy from the dead black sky. It's you and the road in the middle of the night. It's you and the road in the middle of the night.
Music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
And every drop of water in the world is ice, sharpened in a sickle like silver knives. The lines keep coming where the lanes divide. It's you and the road in the middle of the night. It's...
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
Soft and warm, yeah.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.